One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
People hear you like, we got married at 18. Like, that's crazy.
But you were 18.
I knew you were young.
Well, it feels like you're living your true Hannah Montana vibes. You get to go home and be like normal girl. And then you get to pop over to Nashville and LA, like when you want to be your like Hannah Montana.
When we got off tour, we went with like our neighbors over to play pickleball. And I was just like, this is just a different world.
Do you ever audition for like The Voice or Idol or any of those shows?
I auditioned so many times.
You did? Stop.
One time I got really close on Idol.
You literally have a show coming up.
I know.
You do.
Hi. Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston, your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Please don't make me do it again.
Guys, welcome back to the Fairly Odd Sisters.
Hello.
We have an amazing guest on today. Her name is Jessica Bio.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Say hi.
She is so cute. I just have to say, before we like jump into all the questions and stuff, that actually Derek, my husband, was the one that was like, have you seen this girl?
Really?
She sings so good. Uh-huh. I mean, you've been doing like social media for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, a minute it feels like now.
Yeah. And now you've kind of transitioned into like full-time singer, right?
It's kind of just been like a balancing the both.
Yeah.
I feel like we still definitely do like the influencer, Sam and I still make like our content, but like music's definitely been coming the focus, which is fun.
Okay, so you have an album that will be coming out sometime in the future.
Yeah, we're actually like releasing the date when this comes out tomorrow. So,
So stay tuned for that.
It's this fall, I'll say that. But I'm super excited. It's been in the works for like a minute. So it's like really exciting to see it like come all together, because it's like my debut album.
Oh my gosh, that is so exciting. Her voice is unreal. It really is.
And you are stunning. So you're meant to just be like a pop star.
She's meant to be on the camera. She's meant to sing. She's meant to do this. So how was it making the album? What was that like? And where did you get all your inspo?
I guess there's so many aspects that go into it. Like you go into rooms with different writers and producers, and each day is different. Like I feel like each room's different. And you just kind of like go in and decide like a concept you want to write about. Sometimes I'll have something that like I really want to say and like talk about. Other times it's just like, what do we think people would really relate to? Or I just have this catchy melody and like what fits on it. So I feel like every session is different, and like each song has like its own story to like coming about. But yeah, you like go in and you write the song, and then it goes in through like lots of editing and changing things, and then you mix and master it. And yeah, I don't know, there's a lot that goes in, I think, like behind the scenes.
Are you like super heavy in the process of writing songs, like for your own albums and stuff like that? Like
some artists will like take songs, like people will pitch you songs and you can like take them. I'm not like super like opposed to doing that, but I've just like really enjoyed being a part of the process. I feel like it feels more like my own song, and like I've had more of a hand in like the creation. So I haven't like, I've been in every session and written every song, which is also really cool. I feel like I take pride in that, but I don't know, maybe someday I feel like sometimes people will get a song and it just feels like them. Mm-hmm. It makes sense to take it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this album, every song I wrote.
That's really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, because sometimes like, I was listening to some of your music and I was like, oh, these are like hit heavy, like hard breakup songs, literally some of my favorite. And I'm like in a marriage, happy marriage, but
literally,
like,
yeah. Like, how do you pull from past relationships for these specific songs, like that are heartbreak songs? Or do you feel like you just kind of make a story, or how do you do that?
I feel like I get that question so much. It's like really? One of the top questions. It's like, why are you writing these if you're married? And like,
you can, like, still go said, through hard things with still,
like, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I'll hear a song and it's about something that I've like never gone through, but like, I'll just like cry hearing it because they did such a good job of like, I don't know, just like putting it into words. And I feel like I'm also just like very like an empath. So like, if someone's going through something, I'm going to feel it really heavily. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of the songs, like, yeah, I'll like draw inspo from like something that happened prior to like meeting my husband. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm like hung up on it in any way, but you'll go in and like, you'll start writing something and you will relate to it in some aspect.
Or just thinking of like teenage girls or like people, like you said, relating to people is.
Yeah. Or like books or like you'll see something and be like, oh my gosh, like that would be like a cool song to write about. And like, I'll put it down in like my notes. And then like, if it makes sense later, I'll write it into a song. And
it's almost like asking an author to only write stories about their life. It's like, no, they can create anything.
Well, a lot of people will talk about like Taylor Swift, like what's she gonna write about when she's like, she's happy in a relationship, and like, what if she gets married? Will she ever have like,
like, they take like, it so literally. You can write about anything.
A lot, and you can still like, there's stories that you can make or experiences you can pull from. Mm-hmm. And I think that
it's like, I've had like friends go through something and I'm like, oh, that would be like such a good song, and like turn that into something. But I definitely don't feel like it has to just be about your life. I think it's really cool when it is, because there are artists that are like, one of my friends, he says that he literally will only write like what he's feeling that day.
Oh,
which is really cool. That's like, cool. So I feel like it's probably different per artist, but I just love a good breakup song.
Yeah.
So sometimes
it's like, when you're so good at them. Sometimes you want to just turn it up and you cry, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we just went to the Olivia Rodrigo concert. She's like one of my favorite artists.
Oh my gosh.
And all of her songs are literally nothing to relate with me, but I will sing those till the day I die.
Yeah. Like, you know,
belt those in the car. Yeah. It's like the teenage rage songs. And I'm like, nope, I just have two kids. I'm a mom. But like, people love it.
Yeah.
Yes. It's amazing. Okay. Who do you feel like are your artists that you get, like, who did you look up to when you were young?
When I was young?
Yes, or like currently.
Okay, when I, like, growing up, I feel like it was like all the major pop stars. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of people will grow up with their parents like listening to like older music, but my mom just had on like what was currently. So like Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Ariana Grande. Like, I just grew up, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, like all those major pop stars, Miley Cyrus. I feel like I was just like growing up on all of their music. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like I'm like, I still love all of those people, but I feel like I do love Olivia Rodrigo. I love Tate McRae. She's probably like my number one. I just love everything she does.
Yeah. She's a good performer too. Like with her dancing.
Oh my gosh. I can't do that, but I just admire. Let's work on your high kicks. I watch this and I'm like, wow.
She does high kicks.
Oh, she just goes full out.
I haven't seen her perform.
We'll have to do a little dive. Because she was a dancer before a singer, right? And so she can like fully, she breaks it down.
Oh yeah. She's like, I think she was like even on like on Dance Moms episodes. I could be wrong. Don't know that, but I feel like I've heard that.
This is great. Now she's giving me pop culture. Yeah. Like, you always give me.
Sarah typically is always like, what?
Typically, like, I don't know what's going on in that world, but I haven't seen that. Is she like, so she's like Benson Boone, the girl Benson Boone, like backflips, like.
Oh no, not, kind of stuff? Well,
oh, we're
no.
gonna have to show you. She's just like.
She's no, like just wild. Like an actual great dancer, like Britney Spears.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Like, legit, just like, and she sings good. Like, she's not just a, she just does it all. So I just am super inspired by her. I feel like I always blank on this question. There's a lot of people that.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, so those were great answers. I feel like those are all the people. I am not a singer. I am pretty much tone deaf, but I'm saying, like, those are the people I would get inspo from. It's all in that same.
Yeah, in that same genre. Time, right?
Yeah.
So that's cool. Really fun. Okay, well, I was scrolling on your YouTube and I saw that you've been posting on there like singing videos since you were 10 years old, like 12 years ago.
Yeah, no, I feel like people like.
I am shook, like so cute, first of all.
So cute.
And I have to give props to my mom for that, for like posting those. Like,
yeah,
that
like
that's what, that, I was that's curious. Gonna, I was like, we're did you say. Post those or did your mom post them?
Okay, I feel like, first of all, I feel like with doing social media, a lot of people will like try to just like transition into it as like a thing just to do later. But I've really been like trying to do it since I was literally like 9 or 10.
That's so
I've just like always wanted to be a singer. I like grew up my dad always had like Idol or like The Voice, American Idol, or I said Idol, like AGT, yeah. all of those yeah. shows. And I feel like I would just watch people on there and just like wanted to be a singer. And then I heard that Justin Bieber got like recognized from just like being on YouTube. And yes. so that's where I started. I was like, Mom, I need You're to like, post I
gotta,
YouTube videos.
I gotta yeah. get on YouTube.
So she was great about it. I mean, she was that's like, so she was, cool. you know, just like my cheerleader trying to post everything, trying to make it happen. Aww. So yeah, she posted those for me, made my channel, and that's kind of where like that started.
Is all of your family musical? Like, do you feel like?
No, my mom just loves to support. I don't know. Yeah. Actually, like, I gotta say, actually my cousins are very musical, but okay. none of our parents are.
What about your siblings?
My sister, sister can sing a little yeah. bit, but she's like the only one that will like, I don't know. She doesn't like really
go for that.
Yeah.
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 That's exciting though. So everyone, do you feel like you have a supportive family, like with the singing career? Like everyone's like all on board with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very blessed that they were just always like believed in me and like thought I could do it. So they were, we didn't grow up with like a lot of money. So it was always like hard to like afford like voice lessons and stuff, but they mm-hmm. would like really try to give me all they could just because they so believed awesome. I really, could do something really cool. with it. So it's really cool that it's like happening now.
Yeah, it's literally coming full circle yes. from the videos that like the 10 year old so to cute. Like now and the album's gonna come out at some
were
point.
You,
it's
so like, cool. I saw videos on there where you're performing at 10, 12, you know, 11. Mm-hmm. Were you ever nervous about performing or were you always like, I wanna perform on the stage, let's go?
I feel like both. Like okay, so the voice studio that I took lessons at growing up, they had like girl groups that you could get into and we would practice for like 3 hours like a week and then we'd like go perform at like the mall or like fairs and like little things like that. And I think that made me like pretty comfortable on stage. But at the same time, like when I would like audition for things or whatnot, I feel like I would get so nervous. Like even for mm-hmm. tour, every show, I would get so nervous beforehand. I'm hoping like this, I have another tour coming up. I'm hoping this time around like I can like let figure out a way go. To just like yeah. relax because yes. it is so funny. You get off the stage and I'm like, I want to go back out there. Yes. And I wish that adrenaline like wasn't so much beforehand.
Okay, I feel that because I've done one show.
Oh wait.
And
wait, I forgot. Yeah, you
yes,
said too.
I yes, do, I, but yes, yes, we're gonna
but
do
I was gonna ask you like literally for myself because I'm like, I did my first show and I've only done one uh-huh. and I was so excited. I like practice, but like the adrenaline that I had going right out, like through the beat, like my first few songs, I was just like, couldn't contain yeah. my like adrenaline. And it was so, I'm like, how do people like control that and like make it so you can like sing mm. normal? I'm like, how do you hide nerves
that's,
singing?
That's like the treadmill running I'm doing.
Yes, I saw
like,
that.
Try to, because that's what happened. I would get so nervous and I'd be like, I'm so out of breath because of the nerves.
Yes.
Like I would go on runs and stuff and my voice coach was like, no, you need to run and sing. Yeah. So that way when you're nervous and you're out of breath, you can still like, so I'll have to keep you updated on if it works. But
yes.
For no, those of you that don't know what she's talking about, she had just posted a video. I just talked to you about this before yeah. we started filming, but she's literally like, it looks like you're doing a full on sprint
oh, yeah.
and she's singing at the top of her lungs like, and it's so good, but songs. She's sprinting. I'm like,
I just want to be part of this
I don't know how you do that, but that's
it's
what we're
so
talking
good.
About.
And that's like, I've seen Miley Cyrus do that. So I know that that's like a good technique. Like,
yeah, no, I wish I would have done it last time. So I'm like, this time I got to be prepared.
No, that is such good. Like, cause you have to really focus on your breath work to actually get the belting yeah, out. That's uh-huh. so hard.
Like when you're nervous, I feel like everything just feels shaky and like less yeah. in control. So
yes, totally.
Yeah, I'm hoping that like helps. But yeah, with getting yeah. like nervous, I'm hoping that like just the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. I did feel like by the end of tour, like, when you,
got
you're
way
doing
more.
It, yeah, yes. you're doing it every mm-hmm. night. Like you, it does become just like routine and mm-hmm. it gets easier. So yeah, I feel like maybe they ease.
Yeah, yeah
I think they will.
Well, I was just like, I think Shawn Mendes said this, but he says that every single show that he does, his first note that he lets out is off tune. Like
really?
He doesn't hit his first note every single time.
That's comforting.
And
if
I'm
Shawn
like,
Mendes
okay, that
is
makes
not
feel
hitting
better,
the first
even
note.
Even these people who are like, you know, doing it all the time.
No, that does make me feel better. Because like before
he's still
I
nervous,
go out, I like
you know?
Take my inner out and I'm like singing.
You're like
the
hitting that
like
note.
30 times. Cause I'm, yeah, because you just start and it's like, well, everyone's going to hear this.
It's so funny because I'm like, oh, he knows that every single time he goes out, he's like, that first note, it's not going to hit. But
wow,
after
that makes me feel better, actually.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I think people probably expect nerves too. It's like, how can you go out there with that many people? people and do something so
hard. Even if it's not even nerves, it's like exciting and you're like, woo, and your adrenaline's up.
Yeah. And I will say, like, I think like tour is such like a positive atmosphere, like when it is like.
It's like people are there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? I mean, obviously I was opening, so like it wasn't like everyone came there to see me, but I feel like even in that environment, people are there to like support a musician.
Yeah.
So,
like, and have like a good time.
Yeah.
And a good experience.
So people are just so nice. Like no one's sitting there like, I didn't feel like anyone's sitting there like, critiquing you. Like I think if anyone like is critiquing, it's myself. So like that's always like so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi guys. I wanted to share a really fun podcast that you should definitely listen to. It's called Horoscope Weekly, and we're actually having her on the podcast next week. Mm-hmm. Horoscope Weekly is hosted by Aliza Kelly, and she's an author and also an astrologer. And so I'm really excited to have her on. Every week, she interprets astrological events that are happening that week, and she kind of breaks it down. And based on your zodiac sign, she'll kind of tell you what to expect that week. I'm an Aries.
I'm a Leo.
And we need to know if we're meant to be best friends or not and if we're compatible. So
are we compatible?
Yeah. We also are going to ask her about our husband signs and how we can, you know, work together with our astrology signs. So it'll be a really interesting episode.
So whether you guys are just curious about astrology or you're interested in your sign or any of this, let Aliza be your guide and listen to Horoscope Weekly. She has episodes that come out every Monday. So you can tune in on wherever you get your podcasts and watch her. Her name's Aliza Kelly, Horoscope Weekly. I can't wait to have her on.
I know. I'm so excited. Fun. Who did you open for last year?
Natalie Jane. She's so talented.
That's amazing.
So yeah. Have you heard of her?
No, I haven't.
You probably have seen her like sing in the parking garages. Like,
Wait. Yes.
You know that trend that was going around like a while ago? With, like, that riff?
Yes. I totally like know. I literally saved one of the TikToks to like do with her, but like she...
That's the one that was singing.
I remember when...
Should we do this as a TikTok and use her...
That's like the I remember.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah. She's so really, really good. Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. Was that experience fun for you? Like going on tour with somebody and opening?
Oh yeah. She's so sweet and so nice. And we got along great. So it was like really fun to just like become close. And like, she's done a couple tours prior to that. So it's nice to like, we had thought about just doing like a headline if like a different opening thing didn't like opportunity didn't happen, but it was so like nice to go and just like learn and like observe and see what she does and, and see what their team does and just like kind of like soak that all in to like see what I want to do for like my own. So like it was such a great experience and I'm like really glad
that's
that
awesome
we got along and her team was great. It was a really positive experience.
Yeah,
that's great. I feel like in the music industry it can be like kind of scary and maybe a little cutthroat. Have you had any like negative experiences with that, or has it been like pretty decent all the way through?
I'm trying to think. Like, I think you do have to be careful, like, people, I mean, especially in LA, I think it is just, like, a cutthroat industry. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just trying to, like, make it, and, like, people will be, like, trying to do business and, like, maybe ask for X, Y, and Z or whatnot, but I don't know. I've been, like, really lucky. I feel like I've worked with great people. I haven't had anything, like, happen that's been, awesome. Like... super
that's really lucky.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it is. Like to have like a pretty smooth sailing thing, like that's awesome.
Have you ever met anybody like another artist that you're like, oh wow, like you're kind of like not nice?
You don't have to don't name names, but
has that ever happened, or has it been like really positive every time you've met somebody?
I feel like there's like an LA vibe sometimes where you're just like, oh, this is just like how like people are there to like do their thing, and like I said, it's like cutthroat, so maybe people like aren't as nice as they are like in Utah sometimes, but like I don't know, I've been really lucky. I feel like everyone I've been like surrounded with, and I have to like thank my like team for that. I feel like they've like put me in like
they've like protected
really
you.
Positive environments and like with so people good. I mean you guys talk to Gus, like he's just like, I feel like he's very good at like making sure like every situation I go into is like
he seems protective of you too, like making sure like he's vetting everyone before you get there.
I mean, he's like, we just want to make sure that you're like a real person. I was like, I promise we're real, like we'll take care of her.
He's really smart and that's because you hear horror stories.
Like I think Justin Bieber has even come out and said like a lot of the people he's interacted with,
Lady Gaga, like all these artists who've like experienced really bad like experiences, and you just like feel nervous about the industry, but to know that there's like a way to do it and there's only positive experiences really good.
No, I feel like people like hear like the word record deal and they get like freaked out, or like they sign their life away, and like even my husband was like a little nervous about that at first, but I feel like you do have a lot of like control if you just I guess, set your standard. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I haven't had any like experience where I felt like I had to do anything I didn't want. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Really good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Where do you feel like things turned for you, where you were like, I've been really wanting to do this music career and you've been posting on YouTube for so long. And then where was it that it was like, this is the turning point and people started really listening to your music?
Gosh, I feel like it's kind of a slow burn. Like, I've been really trying to do this since, like, from like a young age. We moved out here to Utah so I could like really focus on doing my music. And like, I came out with my first EP, which is like, it's kind of just like a short album. It stands for like extended play. Mm-hmm. And so I put that out. We called it Catalyst because we were like trying to, what's the word when you're like, projecting or like
manifesting
that like it would be like the catalyst in like my career. And it really was like I had trust issues like off that. Mm-hmm. It did pretty well on TikTok. It like didn't like blow up like crazy, but it did really well just on Spotify's algorithm. And I feel like that was the first track that like really gained like fans and momentum there, and it's still like my top streaming mm-hmm. song. So that one really took off. And then on my last project we had this song called He Loves Me Not, like, really take off on TikTok and everywhere. And that was, like, my second, like, really big song, mm-hmm. I'd say, for
Which
me,
Which, also,
least.
You have millions of streams. 44 million on your top song or something around issues. That yeah. on Trust Issues?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, that you. Is so yes. cool and so hard to do. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just amazing. So yeah. it just goes to show how much talent you have. But well, keep going. You. Keep going.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I feel like just, like, those two are, like, two like pretty monumental songs, I feel like, in like building that fan base. But I think just every song in between, you are like building that and just like being consistent mm-hmm. has like built it. But I'd say like Trust Issues was like the first song to really like take off and start like moving things for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally, Derek, like I said in the beginning.
Wait, which song did he see? I'm curious.
I think it was Trust. Maybe. All of them, honestly. I feel like it was probably all those so three funny. That you're talking about when you're saying like, oh, TikTok took it off. Cause he's like, oh, there's this girl again. Like, she's so cool. Aww. And then we like started following each other and I was like, she seems so nice and genuine. But I feel like when we're talking about TikTok, don't you feel like that is for singers now? It's kind of like
the way to go.
Like, yeah. wasn't Benson Boone, didn't he take off because of TikTok?
I feel like mm-hmm. everyone, I feel like he, that is like the market.
Yeah, yeah. And he was about to like give up. Like he was done.
Too, yeah.
And then he was like writing this last album and then boom, TikTok. It just blew it up. And now he's
And I feel like that really helped you. I mean, that's where I saw you the first time was TikTok and like heard your music. Yeah. And that's so cool now because artists did not have that tool of like getting like a video of you singing pushed to that many people. So like that wasn't around.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a big like shift. I don't have to debate in the industry, but like people like artists will like complain that like that they have to do all the marketing themselves and like on one side. And like it used to just be like if you signed with a label, like
they would
like,
do
the
it.
Money to like push you and do that for you. But like now that kind of is like I feel like the main engine. So it's like really up to the artist to like really push the song, but like
so you kind of have to have that creative aspect of like knowing what to post and what will work with your audience.
And some artists hate that because like they just hate making content and they'd rather just be creative in like the songwriting space.
Yeah,
and it does like it does I suck see to have to like hard. Always try to make a cringy TikTok because sometimes they are like oh my gosh, I'm showing Sam this song and he has to react in a way that's like entertaining or whatever. But like on the other hand, it's like someone like me, like, grew up in NorCal, like, unless you, like, had connections to the industry, you're probably not going to get signed or get, like, people to know about you.
Yes.
So, like, I feel like TikTok, like, Lauren Spencer got blew up on there, or like you said, Benson, like, I feel like so many artists.
Yeah, I definitely see that pros and cons of, like, you feel like you have to do that part of it to be, to get noticed, and that would be hard if you don't have any interest in doing that.
But then I've also, like, we also have, like, a lot more... like control because like if a song blows up it's not like I mean I feel like I'm really lucky with a label that like really lets me like decide what I want to put out, but some deals aren't like that and it's like just what the label wants. So artists do have more power where like if they put out a song and it's doing well on socials, the label's gonna want to like listen to that. So there's I think we do have a lot more control now, which is really cool.
That's so cool.
So you've been sharing music for a long, long time.
Yeah.
When you started doing social media content, like you and Sam, you and your husband, were you still doing the music stuff, like posting throughout that? Or was there a time when you took a break and you were just doing social media with your husband? Or like, how did that work?
Yeah, we started like kind of when TikTok was becoming a thing. Like we were both in high school. I feel like everyone was just starting to like download that app. And mm-hmm. so like we got on it. And at the time we just had different pages and we were like kind of trying to like compete to like who could like get the most followers before we graduated. And then COVID hit and like I feel like that app just kind of exploded.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we kind of were able to just like hone in on that and like jump on YouTube as well. And that kind of like became our thing for a while. I don't know if I'd say like I put music on hold, but it was definitely something where like that was working. And so we were like focusing on that, but music's always just been my passion. So I feel like I was always trying to like keep that going as well. And like doing our social media together as a couple allowed me to like have the flexibility, not have to go to college, mm-hmm, be able to like
focus
have
on
my own schedule and like be able to like afford producing music because it's expensive.
It is so expensive. Yeah.
So I feel like they've just, I don't know, I feel like it's like a God thing, just like making sure everything worked out so I could keep, you know, doing this crazy career.
That's amazing.
That amazing.
How do you feel? Because we both work with our husbands. We do social media. We do the same stuff. How has it been working with your husband, like on YouTube and everything?
I feel like you have to really like get along.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like... Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think we're, like, lucky that we get along so well. Obviously, I feel like most of our fights we do have probably is over, like, how should we film this? Or, like, mm-hmm. is this, like, the best way to do this? But they're always, like,
minor
things. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It's, like, it's been a blessing. Like, I feel like we just get along really well, and it's so mm-hmm. fun to work together. But we talked about, like, we don't really get a chance to, like, miss each other. Like, mm-hmm. we're always together. Mm-hmm. Like, we see, like, our friends, like, the husband will go off to work and then they don't see each other till the night, but we're together just like 24/7, mm-hmm. but
just fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change
it's fun. Yeah. We feel that. And sometimes I'm like, it would be nice though to have like
a little break.
She doesn't feel that way, but I'm like sometimes,
never leave me.
No. Yeah. Well, I just like, not even like because of Derek, but just like to mm-hmm. just
like
be like my own. Yeah. I like being by myself sometimes, but you get caught up in like that same cycle of like, okay, we're working and like, are we hanging out right now? Or are we like gonna work? Like it just is kind of blurred.
With our job, I feel like you're never not working. It's always like, should we be filming this or like,
which is like so awesome and so grateful for it. It just like, that is, it can be hard. That, like, you can't shut it off.
Yeah, you're on vacation, you're still filming.
Yeah.
It's Christmas, almost, like, you're still
worse.
Filming.
Yeah, Christmas, it's almost and worse. Vacations almost feel like more work because you're like, oh, wait, we need to be vlogging this. We need to be doing this.
Yeah, like, or like, did we make enough TikToks? So we find something? Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes I'll get like stressed about like a birthday or like a holiday because I'm like, oh, I forgot to like get together photos and whatever because you're like... Oh yeah, I have to do a post about that.
Literally.
So it's funny, but
yeah,
it is a blessing though.
Oh
for sure.
Yeah, wouldn't trade it for anything. But yeah, people I think don't realize that you do have to like always be like two steps ahead and like thinking about
little, it can be a little exhausting. Thing.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah.
How did you and your husband meet?
We met freshman year of high school. Oh. So we've been together a minute.
Another high school sweetheart.
Wait, oh, yes. Yeah, we met my junior year, his senior year. So similar.
Cute.
That's so fun.
Freshman year.
Wait, when did you graduate?
2020.
Okay, and so how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, so you're still a young girl. But that's crazy. That's so good that you're literally popping off like this and you're 22.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
So many times it takes people, you know, well into their 30s to even get like this much, you know.
Well, thank you.
Ahead in their career. And so that's really, really cool.
Trying. I feel like you see people like Olivia Rodrigo, Tate McRae, like they're even younger. So I feel like, but everyone's path is just so different.
Yeah, so different. Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
Really, really cool.
So you guys met freshman year. Did you guys stay together through all of high school or was
we take pride in the fact we've never taken a break. We've never broken up. We just like worked. I don't know. We just,
it just, when you find your person, you just,
it's just
worked.
Like, I wouldn't say like easy, but it's been like pretty like easy. Like
overall. How many people can say that they met freshman year, like never took breaks, never dated anyone? Like that's cool.
Really, I know. It probably like people hear you like, we got married at 18. Like that's crazy. But
you were 18.
I knew you were young. I was literally, I was like, I think she was pretty young when she got married. I was 19.
That's
really?
I mean, we can relate.
I remember feeling like my sister got married at 19 and I was like, I was so young. I was like, 8 or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to get married when I'm 19. And then I turned 19. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm pretty young. Like I remember feeling
my, my sister called me the other day and she was like, I would have to get married right now if I were to like get married at your age. Yeah. And she's like, I'm there's like nowhere like, near.
But like when you find the person and you're ready to do that, then whatever.
How old
like,
were you when you got married?
I was 21. So I was still way young. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, I've in Utah, it's like very common.
Oh,
but
so
like,
normal.
In California, I mean, I don't know.
It was not as normal. Were people kind of like, don't get married yet? Like, were your families?
I don't know. I think like Sam's mom at first was when she had like, we first like started talking about it. But we at this point had been together for 4 years and we didn't have any issues. We wanted to move in together. We were waiting till marriage. So mm-hmm. it was just like the next thing. And so I feel like everyone was super supportive. It was also like right in the middle of COVID, so I feel like we didn't have that many like outside voices. So like we just had like a little intimate wedding with our like families and then did like a bigger wedding later. But
are you both from California?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you met in high school. Duh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so that's fun. So you got to have it like at your hometown.
Well, actually, we had our wedding like in Yosemite because
nothing
was open.
Everything was shut down at this point. So if it's 2020.
Yeah, it was basically like an elopment. Like, it was just like, we could only have like 10 people.
No way.
Was so, like, looking back, we're like so glad we did it like that because, like, it was just so intimate and, like, sweet.
It's like the people that you want there were there. Mm-hmm. Like, really, like, love.
And not to worry about, like, all the other, like, things going on. But we did have like a wedding later with everyone.
Oh, that's like fun. Best of both that worlds. Honestly, yeah, I'm like, best. I look back, I'm like, would have been nice
I would have
to
loved to have a party after the actual wedding. So then you're like actually just there to party like all night.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment I was like upset, like, oh, we're going to have to do this like weird way. But looking back, it was kind of
nice.
Kind of nice. And my dad got to just like marry us.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He got like wedding license. It was just so cute.
Wait, I think I would have preferred that. That's so special. That's so fun.
That's so great. Okay, you guys, if you're looking to hire anybody for any sort of thing, you guys need to check out this online platform called Indeed.
So Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 315 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
So it literally just takes out the busy work for you. You can just use Indeed for the scheduling, screening, and messaging with someone that you're going to hire. So you just can connect with them very fast.
Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites.
That's actually amazing because I wish I had used this when I was looking to hire an assistant because I just went through the whole, I'm going to find someone on my own. And I feel like this just takes the guesswork out of it. Yeah. I can just,
you don't have to search.
Yes. I'm sure you could use this to find an assistant.
I'm definitely using this to find an assistant.
Yeah,
for sure.
Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets for you when you're looking to hire people.
More than 3.5 million businesses worldwide use Indeed to hire and get talent fast. So make sure you join.
This can really, really help and help people get jobs. Like if you think about the other end, it's not just you're hiring someone, but it's people that are looking for jobs that are just out there waiting for you to find them.
And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/fairlyodd. Just go to Indeed.com/fairlyodd right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/fairlyodd. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Since we're kind of on the husband chat, what do you feel like is your favorite thing about him?
My favorite thing? Gosh. That's hard. He's so great. He is just like my biggest supporter now. Like I just am so grateful that he is so just like on board with it. Like he goes on tour with me. He takes my videos.
Aww, that's sweet.
He cooks. He does a lot of the cleaning. Like he's just great. Like I'm so lucky. I don't know if there's like
supportive
one.
King.
Yeah. I don't know if there's like one thing that stands out. I just feel like I just love everything.
I feel like it's the support. So like sweet. I feel like from what you just said, like his supportive. Thing is like so supportive.
Yeah. I also really love that he's just like so driven. Like I love that both of us are just like
really ready to like, go,
ready to go after things. Yeah. I feel like you have to, like you guys probably feel the same way about your husbands. I feel like to do influencing or like anything in the media realm, you really have to like believe in yourself and just like go after it and just like hope it's gonna like happen and like just be like driven to be successful. And I really like love that he's like that, because I think it would be really hard to be with someone who wasn't like wanting mm-hmm. to just like really
go for it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So cool.
Amazing.
I know you, from what it sounds like, you probably don't have any of these plans, but do you have any icks about him or like funny, weird, quirky things that he does that people wouldn't know?
Okay, he does this thing. My sister does it too, where they can like itch their throats.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, and I hate it so much.
It sounds like a,
I can't do it.
Like a duck.
Does it sound like a duck? They can just like scratch their throat.
It's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it.
He'll do that randomly, like when he's like sick, or if he like will swallow and he'll like do that, and I'm like,
no,
stop. I'm like, don't do that.
Oh, I will say that is literally me. Well, when I'm sick, like when I'm sick,
I just gotta get it back in my tongue. I'm not just gonna sit here. Don't do that pig noise, like please.
Okay, well, I'm not just gonna sit here on the podcast and go.
I think it's not gross like this, but like I think when you're sick and you're like, you know, like
the noise is just going, like, and you're like, what are all these noises? The hawking. Like,
this was Derek's ick for me.
Really?
This was when I like hawk a loogie. Like when I'm sick, remember?
Tanner does that too, and I hate it.
I'm so sorry. I would be your ick. I am your ick. Like, no. This is me to a T. Are you describing me?
Wait, that's so funny.
That's good. That's honestly, that's not a bad ick. Like,
he's really clean. Like, he's, I'm.
That's not a bad
I
feel
like I'm sure I could think of other things, but that's what came to mind.
When Lo and I were doing icks for Tanner and Derek, I feel like we were like, does this.
You're like, oh, we have a list. Let me see.
Oh, they dish it back, though, so it's fine.
Oh,
it's fine.
No, I literally used to be woken up from one of my best friends in high school with that.
Okay, that's bad.
That noise. And I'd wake up, and like, first thing, she'd do like 20 throat itches like that, and I'd just be like, stop, I can't.
So like now it's so trickery. I'm curious like how many people can do that, because I can't even do it.
Why can't you do
how
it?
How do you do it?
You like,
I don't know how. No, I literally can't.
You
no
like idea. Put your throat together like and then breathe or suck in. Try it.
Wait,
like you put your throat together and suck in.
But how do you suck in?
I don't, like your tongue.
I'm swallowing.
Like put your tongue all the way up to the top of your mouth and like go.
I don't know
okay,
if I want
I don't
to know how to do it.
I don't know. Like this. Okay, moving on.
Anyway. Everyone comment down below.
Like who can
comment?
Do that?
Who can explain this better? Who can do it? Take a poll.
What do you feel like is like your party trick? Like, like do you feel like you have something that you can do that other people are usually like, whoa, I can't do that?
Oh, I wish. No, I don't know if I do.
Well, I mean, you can sing really good, but no, I have a button nose. That's why I was bringing it up.
Oh, I can't with
well,
that.
You have that.
Okay, let her push it. Let her
okay,
push
I have
the button.
A button nose.
Wait, so it stays?
No.
Wait.
Imagine I push my nose
and it just goes.
She can just push it.
It's like Play-Doh. I'm just
like, no, but it like actually. This gives me the ick. Like, if you want to know.
This is my favorite
thing. Okay, I used to think everybody could do it, and I would just, like, sit in school and, like, pop my nose. It, like, had a little bit, like, of a pop, but it's not popping. But
oh.
It's not popping right now? Or no, I thought it always did.
And then try and make them the same.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Do you feel that?
Does that not gross you out? Even you, like, pushing on your nose grosses me out.
Sarah hates it.
I don't like it.
My ear will, like, pop if I, like, rub.
If you pull it down?
If I just, like, push it up and down.
That's your party
weird.
Trick.
Yeah, that is your
if
party trick.
If low popping her nose can be a party trick, then your ear is a party trick.
I'm curious. Like,
I don't have a party trick.
Mine doesn't pop. My ears.
If you push it up, does it, like, make noises?
Uh-uh.
Oh. That is a party trick.
That is a party trick.
It felt like that.
It feels like a poppy.
Yeah, like your nose.
Okay, yeah.
That's what reminded me of.
Yeah, I'm so grateful we were able to discover your party trick right here. I have no party trick.
No, your little piggy noise.
That's not. I'm pretty sure half the world can do that.
We do.
That's
not.
We can't.
No, just the noise that I just made.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I that's not a party trick.
That is a party trick.
It's not a party
trick. In our party, it can be because we.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Right now, it is. But anything else, I'm like, can't do it. Can't do it.
Popping each other.
You guys are like matching too.
I know. I literally saw
I
what Sarah
did not,
wore, and I
no,
just.
No, I was gonna ask you if you planned that, like if you saw.
No, I did. I
okay,
saw
good,
you.
Because I
forgot
to say.
Like, oh, I have that outfit. I can
okay,
throw that
good.
On.
Oh, cute. There we go. Now we do look like fairies.
Yeah, we're literally.
And you guys like match your mics too?
Oh yes, all the pink sister.
Always. Did you ever watch Fairly Odd Sisters? Or
Fairly
I guess
odd.
We can't. Fairly Odd.
Okay, no, in
can.
My house,
can
we had like Nickelodeon and not Disney. So I feel like I would see like bits and parts like when I go to like
why not Disney?
House. I don't know, just came with whatever, like
whatever. Like whatever like, cable you had.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Just like had Nickelodeon, but not Disney. So like,
curious, since you graduated 2020, like what were your shows? Like your go-to shows growing up?
Like iCarly.
Okay, yeah, we watched iCarly.
And then it was like Sam and Cat, Victorious. Okay.
Yeah, those were the ones that I was a little too old for.
I love like, Sam and Cat, Hannah Montana, yeah, but it would have to be at someone's house that had
Hannah Montana is literally Disney. Everything.
Oh, the movie?
Oh,
I could watch that.
I'd probably. Still watch that. Like, I think we watched that like a year ago.
That's like another movie where I watched that and I was like, I have to do that.
Yes. You like, are. That is you. I love that. Have you ever moved to like Nashville or gone to a place? Like, why did you choose Utah to like follow your music career?
I actually had a manager that lived in Utah. And so we like moved out here so I could work with him. And I now work with people in Nashville. So I don't know, maybe we'll end up there someday, but it's just been working. We just love Utah, so we've stayed, and it just, we just fly. We travel a lot between LA. But it's nice that, like, I don't know, it's kind of, it's not really in the middle, but it's close enough to LA because I go there the most. And then, like, at the end of the month, I'm going to Nashville, and I can just, you know.
Well, it feels like you're living your true Hannah Montana vibes because, like, you get to go home and be, like, normal girl and, like, have your normal life.
It is such a
different
world.
And then you get to pop over to Nashville and LA, like, when you want to be your, like, Hannah Montana self.
Have you spent a lot of time in LA?
No. I've been, like, one time to one party, and Sarah and I were both, like, I'm scared. That's all we can say.
It's different.
It's really different. It feels very like everyone is only there. Okay, I shouldn't say everyone because literally there's probably so many amazing people there. I know that there is.
I think it was the specific party we were at.
And I think that there was, it felt so kind of, everyone is only there for them. It was very much like, who's the
you
coolest?
Can say fake and toxic. Okay, yes, just say fake you. And toxic because you are like beating that. Around the bush.
But I don't know.
Like they had an addendum or like.
Yes, yeah. Or just like nobody was actually there to have a real conversation. It was literally just to like get their photo and get out of there.
Yeah.
And it was not very like real.
A lot of people go to things just to like get the pictures and the looks because it looks good. But like I've also heard it's like the same people going to the same parties every time. So people are probably just like tired of like,
over it. Yes, like over it. Totally. I could see
the
that.
Small talk.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And we did meet like a lot of nice people there. It just, it did have a fully different,
a different
vibe
feel that from never, what we're used I've never to. Experienced.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was just like,
no, I remember when we got off tour, we like were home and we went with like our neighbors over to play pickleball. And I was just like, this is just a different world. Like from what I was just doing. Cause I just came from like a week in LA and just like, the hustle and bustle and just like there's just it's a different way
it's like
of
fast
life.
Pace and just like everyone's like
I love
on the,
it
yeah
like
yeah.
it
it's
makes
fun.
Me excited I'm like this I feel like I'm just like doing stuff and it's exciting
yeah
Sam more so like he doesn't really love
he
it
he wants He's the like, slow pace
but I appreciate both like it's so nice to be home and just like I feel like I am more introverted so I do like to like
decompress
know, get, yeah yeah I like the quiet but then I like to go get, go see the exciting city.
I feel like I'm like that where I like love a chill place to live, but I love like a few days like doing that New York thing or the like fun
so
California
fun.
Vibe. And so I can see that.
Yeah.
On tour, did you have any like crazy experiences on tour with people or like anything that stood out to you that you were like, whoa, that was funny or crazy?
With fans or like any interactions where you're like, whoa.
Gosh, I'm trying to think. I mean, it is just, like, so surreal. Like, being an opener, Natalie had already, like, pretty much sold the tour out before I even announced. So I was like, I don't know if anyone's going to come and know who I am because I don't know if her fans know. Like, I don't know if our fan bases are, like, similar or what. So I was, like, really scared to, like, go out there and no one's going to know a song or, like, know who I am. But, like, people were singing along and they come up and they're
so
just, like, crying. And, like, it's just, it's so surreal to, like,
That's
see
cool.
that in person. I think it's just, like, so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I feel like that was very, like, fulfilling. I'm trying to think if it was like anything crazy. I know like we all got like super sick. Like,
oh,
I feel
no.
like everyone gets sick on tour.
Oh,
so like that
how do you
through.
Sing through sickness?
Like she had to cancel two shows because it was like a really bad flu.
Oh,
but like
no.
me doing just 30 minutes, I was able to like just like push through it. Mm. But as an opener, when you're doing an hour and like if you don't take care of yourself, you might have to cancel multiple shows. So it's better to just like cancel one and like feel better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's tough. Like you would not feel good. And they'll just like... they'll like push your leads. You can add more leads to like your tracks. So if your voice like
so
goes
you can
away,
kind of
you can kind of more like
have some help.
Support. Mm-hmm. So you'll do that. But yeah, that's tough. But apparently it's something that happens to everyone. Like
oh yeah,
just gets
I well,
sick
yeah, you can you
I
stay
mean,
healthy
if you're on
if
tour
you're
traveling
so, long.
So much.
And you're meeting so many people every night and like hugging them. So yeah, it's just like bound to happen, I guess. So
yeah. What's it like having people sing your songs? Like when you see people actually singing them and you're just like, oh, you actually know this.
Yeah, it's crazy because I feel like it's so different to like see a number. I feel like we're so focused on like, oh, this post did good or it did bad because you're seeing like a number. But then when you're in person and you're actually like seeing how these songs like affect people and that they know all the words, it's just so crazy. I'm so excited to do like a headline and like, I mean, hopefully people come, but like yes, just to, yeah, be there and like, I don't know. It's like definitely like an experience to sing the songs with people there for sure. Well, and so, you probably felt that like just singing live for someone.
It's so crazy. So what, like this tour, you're going to be the, headliner of this tour.
Yeah.
And so it's your first headlining tour. Mm-hmm. What does that like make you feel? Like, are you?
I'm like kind of scared. I'm a little nervous just because I hope like, I hope like tickets do sell, but I'm so excited just because like, we'll be my tour, like knowing that people are coming there to like watch me, which is pretty crazy. So I think it'll just be fun to also just be in control of like the show from like beginning to end and like
being able we're gonna get tickets.
Oh yeah.
We're coming. We'll be there. If no,
just we'll to ask. And how long are you gonna be on tour?
It'll be like, I think it's like a month and a half. I feel like the places that you least expect to like have like the most fun shows happened, like Minneapolis on Natalie's tour was like the most excited crowd, which was like, you probably wouldn't have expected that. Actually, it was St. Paul. I said Minneapolis. Wait, it's like amazing. A neighboring city. But yeah. St. Paul was like the most lit.
That's I love that.
That's interesting to think about because as a person like just going to the concert, then you just see that one show. But the person that's performing gets to see every crowd and how they react.
And the crowd makes such a difference. Yes. Like it's not supposed to affect you because you're supposed to like put on the same show no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I think you do, but like, the crowd makes such a difference.
But if you
like
have the energy.
Oh, yeah. Like, they were just, like, chanting, like, every minute counting down. Aww. And, like, they're just so excited. And I feel like that really does make a difference for the artist. Because, they feed off that energy.
And you like feel like people want you there and, like, are excited about you. I feel like going to Olivia Rodrigo, Salt Lake, it had to have been the loudest. Don't you feel like?
Oh, I had my headphones or my earphones.
Oh, it was probably.
It was. She was stoked. Like she, like you could tell, like that's where I'm going with this. Is like you could tell. She was like just saying like, you guys are the best crowd. And I know you guys, maybe you say that. Do people say that to every crowd?
I mean, maybe, but like, I felt like she
felt it.
Yeah.
It just made it like even more fun. And then people were like, we were bouncing off her and she was bouncing off us. Like so cool.
Apparently there's like cities like LA and Nashville because it's like already a music city. Mm-hmm. It's like most people there maybe like see a lot of concerts. So they're more like observant.
Yeah.
And like that can be like
interesting.
Especially Nashville, like a lot of songwriters and like.
Yeah. They're like used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're just like there to like kind of observe the talent rather than like be lit.
So
It can be like harder in different cities to like have that energy, but it makes a difference.
What would you say is the overall or hardest thing about being a singer?
The hardest thing?
Because I'm a singer.
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe just like, I feel like it's the same thing with like doing influencing, but maybe just like the uncertainty of the future or like just trying to stay ahead constantly. I feel like you're always just trying to like,
that's
get the next best song or like, is this gonna do well? Or I think it's really draining, even just like with content, just to be like, is this post gonna do well or how do I keep growing? I think that that like weight every day of like needing to like keep getting better, like I don't know, compete with someone else, that can be like really draining. I feel like that's probably like the hardest thing, is just
I could totally see that, like having that pressure because you just want to like sit down and write whatever you want to write and you don't want to have to think about like, okay, how am I going to promote this song? Are they going to like this song? Is it better or worse than my last album? Like,
do good on TikTok.
Yes, exactly. Like that's a lot to handle. And so I can totally see how you were saying the shift. There's pros and cons for sure.
Yeah.
Because of all the like weight that you have to kind of carry to make sure that song gets pushed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just, like, wanting to make sure it does well for your whole team and like wanting to like make them proud or like, there's just like a lot of pressure when everyone else is involved too. Or like, not that it matters to prove people right or wrong, but like you want to just be successful because you know everyone's watching or like, you know what I mean? So I think there's that pressure when, but I feel like it's the same way for you guys. Like everyone can watch you and like, I think there's just pressure in that.
Yeah. There's, I feel like no matter what you're doing, there's pressure in some aspect.
Yeah.
But, you had brought up that you loved watching Idol when you were younger and AGT.
Yeah.
Did you ever audition for like The Voice or Idol or any of those shows?
I auditioned so many times.
You did? Stop. For which show?
Wait, which ones?
Like all of them.
Stop.
I like, because I wanted to do this so bad. So like since I was like 11, I would like, well, I think 11 was like, the only one I could audition for was AGT. So okay. I like did that every year. And then I would, once I was old enough, I think I did The Voice. And then I tried out for Idol. And I would always get so close. Like they have people, I don't know if everyone knows this, but there's like three to four rounds before you get to like the, like TV auditions.
Yes. Oh, like, so an like Idol, when you see them like sing for the judges, they've had like rounds?
Probably like five rounds.
Holy cow.
There's I did not know that.
Okay, how did the She Bangs guy get through that?
Because they want to have the show come through.
She Bang. She Bang. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Funny. Oh yeah, it's really sad. They probably do it on purpose.
So yes, sad. For sure.
Now knowing that.
When you see those people that are like, like they were probably feeling themselves like, I am freaking good. I made it this far.
Because they made it through the rounds. I never thought about that because sometimes
I'm so confident too.
Yes.
It's like literally, and you're like, how is this person?
Wait, this is actually heartbreaking.
Good, but then they're like, oh, I got through four rounds out of hundreds of thousands of people. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then they get shut down.
That is sad because they are out there. No, they're in their closet. This is how it goes. They're in their closet. They're singing. They're like, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Because they can't really hear themselves. Then they go and audition and they get through the round, so they're stoked, and then they get aired.
Yeah. Well, the worst part is like then the judges are so harsh on them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they knew, like the producers knew they were gonna stop
this. They could have saved this person.
Anyway.
Which like I think The Voice, like they don't put anyone through that's like
not
like all those are yeah, like, they're like a different good. Type yeah. of show. But yeah. like yeah, I don't
okay,
like
so how far totally like what show did you get close on any
I would
of those?
Get so I would get so close and then like not make it on like the actual one. Like mm-hmm. I also like with like having a YouTube channel and like some like following there, like they'll reach out to people to audition. So I would mm-hmm. I would get to skip like the first like cattle call auditions.
That's nice. That's
yeah. So they would just like go to schedule you for like an appointment with the producers and you'd get to go in and like
that's sing. Cool.
But then you know, they are like putting on a show and they want like a story so people can yes. Like America can kind of like
love you to for
they're always yeah. Yeah. Like a sob story. Like they'll literally ask you, has anyone died recently? Do you know anyone famous? Do you like they want a story?
Yeah.
And that's not for like some people get on just for being like a really great singer.
Yeah.
But they're also feeling
it's also a TV show. Like yeah. You have to make it compelling.
Yeah. Yeah they like want people to root for somebody that has
the underdog.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And they gotta like fit like categories. Like if they already had like three girls with brown hair that did pop music, am I gonna like fit that? Like
you yes. I literally as a viewer watching all because I watched all these shows and still watch them, but
yeah,
I never think about that.
Yeah, like it's not just the talent.
You don't
aspect.
See the behind the scenes stuff.
Well, and I would also get nervous. So I probably I don't know, maybe and I was young, so maybe it didn't sound the best, but I would get close. Like
but there's thousands and thousands and thousands of yeah. people and like they just handpick, it sounds like, mm-hmm. a few. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, so there was, like, one time I got really close on Idol. Like, they, like, I made it through a few rounds, and then it was, like, that day I sang for the executives, and if they liked me, I'd see Katy Perry that day. And, like the Lionel Richie and...
Yes.
Is it Luke Bryan?
I don't know. Luke Bryan.
Yeah, so it'd be, like, those three, I think we're judges then, but like, yeah, that day, like I went in, I had like everyone there. Cause like, if you made it, like everyone's going to be there
family, yeah.
for like the show. And I remember like I didn't, and I was like, so just like crushed because everyone's there. And like I said, my parents didn't
everyone's
have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So like just even going down there and like paying for a hotel and like just the pressure of like wanting to like do it this time
yeah.
for them was like
oh
so crushing.
Oh.
But like, I mean, it's just everything happens for a reason. So that was that. And then like, there was one time with The Voice that I got really close. Like they even like flew me out and they had like a hotel like full of all these singers. They like shuttle you over. Like theirs is like a little different. Yeah. They like shuttle you over. You go in. And that was more, that was really fun because you're with all these other singers and mm-hmm. you're all kind of like in it together. There's more like, I don't know, meeting people, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But like that one, again, I was so close. That one, they do it like Idol though. Like you would go in the room and you'd sing for the executives and then they'd like funnel you into different rooms and different rooms would go through or go home.
No, and they would come in and say, you guys are going home or you guys
yeah,
are going
home. Yeah, and it's so crazy because you walk into the room and you're looking around and you're like, you know some people that were like really like undeniably good and if they weren't in that room, I was like, oh,
you're like, dang it.
We're probably going home.
No.
Like you know before they come in.
No, because you're like, I don't see that person.
Yeah.
That is for sure like
yeah,
making
like
it.
Yeah, like they have to like make it. Yeah.
And that's so
do you feel
though.
Like that messed with you or were you just like, I'm just going to keep trying like...
I feel like it, like, I feel like I've always struggled with, like, being hard on myself or, like, I don't know, critiquing myself hard. And I feel like it definitely does, like, after a while, like, just being told no, no, no. Like, I think you do, at some point, like, wonder, like, am I good enough for this? Mm-hmm. Or, like, are the people supporting me just supporting me because, like, they love me? But I don't know. I think, again, like, God just watched out and had people in my life, like, voice coaches or managers that have just, like, really believed in me when, like, maybe I didn't believe in myself. And that's just, like, kept me going. And, like, I don't know. You find your confidence through other, like, little things.
Totally. So. And I feel like becoming an artist or, like, having that be your thing is not just about like only the voice. It's like, how do you make a song? Like, how does that come together? Like, yeah. What's your vibe? And I think like when you go on a show that's just like The Voice or American Idol, they have to find these like specific types of people, yeah. and like you have to fit a box, and then hopefully like, you know, like you don't really know what they're gonna like songs that they're gonna write or yeah. how they're gonna become an artist. So I think it's cool that you did it, you know, on your own, because that just goes to show that like you would have made it regardless. Because
no, yeah, it's really cool. Like now I think like Benson's even said that he left yeah. Idol because he didn't want that to be the reason he blew up. So like in hindsight, I'm really glad that like I was able to prove that I could do it without like the show's help.
Yeah,
that's but definitely harder. When you're like a little girl, like just like really thinking this is like the only way to get your voice heard, like it can be like really crushing. But yeah, mm-hmm. now it's like
yeah,
glad things worked out like the way
yeah.
they did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure when you're little, you see people like Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, yeah, and you're like,
this is my chance.
Did it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they fully did it. And no one would know who Kelly Clarkson is.
I know.
And she's unbelievable.
But now we have TikTok.
Now yeah. we have TikTok.
Exactly.
Who would
Which
have
is
thought?
So cool because I feel like not, that gives everyone kind of an opportunity to yeah. do
Put
it
their
if they
stuff
love
out
it
there.
And if they're great and yeah. people love it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally. So that's really cool. And obviously, people love your voice and you're amazing and
you.
Deserve all this.
Are you gonna like put out more songs or
you know what, like as you're talking, it's just like so hard because I already have songs that are recorded and like
really?
Mixed, and I get overwhelmed with releasing them because I get in my head about like how am I gonna promote it, how is like how do I, because I love the songs, and then I'm like, oh, I shut down when I'm like it's time to promote it, and then I'm like I can't do it, like
really?
I just am so bad at that. I don't know what it is, but with music it just makes me nervous. And when you put yourself out there, I'm sure you felt that, like it's
yeah,
scary.
Yeah, no, it can definitely be scary, especially when you're like, this song needs to do good.
Yeah, and like so. Sometimes when I write a song and we like have a song that I love so much, I get overwhelmed because I'm like, I have to promote this, right? Because it's my favorite song ever. And so then it
yeah.
stops me from posting it because I'm like, well, I don't know the best way to release it. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, or sometimes I feel like I just like, I'll listen to a song so much where I'm like, I love this when I wrote it, but I've heard it so many times now. I'm like, is this even good anymore?
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell.
Yeah.
I'm like numb to
it. Totally.
But yeah, no, it's really daunting, but like, I don't know. I feel like you already have them recorded. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
That's what I tell her
they
literally.
Can't be worse
day.
Than just sitting in your phone.
No, I know. It's so weird.
So,
but like,
they are so good too. The songs I've heard.
Oh,
I'm like, why can't
them.
You, at least for my sake, so I can listen to them, just drop them.
You're so Gosh. Nice. No, but it is like, that's why I'm like, I can see those pros and cons because like for me, it shuts me down. Like I won't release it.
Hold on.
Like,
you
what?
Literally have a show coming up.
I know.
You do.
You're
just not going to say
that. I haven't even said
that. You're just not going to say that. She
yeah,
literally
I'm doing another
come.
Show. I'm so nervous.
Please,
my brother
come.
It's just at Velour.
So
have you
fun.
Ever gone to Velour in Provo?
I haven't been, but I know
it's
that it's
just a
like,
small venue. It's
like
really
the spot
intimate. Yeah, it's
everyone sings that.
It's so fun. I grew up like going there for my brother. My brother is amazing at singing and he's an
oh,
artist
really?
Who's been doing music for like I don't know, 12 years or so.
Oh, wow.
So he's really seasoned and he's performed a lot, but he was like, do you want the owner of Velour was asking if I wanted to do another show. And I was like, I don't know. And Sarah's like, yes, she does.
I do. Because
oh, it's
just,
you
it's,
need that person. In your
yeah.
Life.
It's,
no,
it's
yeah.
nerve wracking though. And I'm like, I don't promote it a lot. So it's just,
well, all I had to ask her was, do you regret doing your last show? And she's like, no, not at all. It was great. I'm
it
like, okay, so yes, it was the best. You say it's the best day of your life.
It was so
oh, you
fun. So,
to do it again.
Yeah. I said
so
yes for her. So she's doing it.
Yeah,
when are you doing
Sarah, literally
it?
Sarah. So November 9th.
The
yeah,
Fairly
so.
Odd Sisters concert.
Sarah, get up here, sing your song. She's
are you
like,
backup dancer?
Yeah.
Literally can't dance either, so.
No, no, no.
I am the, she could be like playing tennis in the background.
I am like literally in there.
She's our sporty girl.
Oh, I no, but I'm not at all. So.
I you said pickleball. I love pickleball. That's like what
oh,
I
that's,
do know.
But I just like barely get
It's
by.
Still so fun. It doesn't matter. Anyone can pick it up and it can be fun.
Like sports in general, just like that's why I started singing.
You got the voice.
Like that's amazing.
I'm the opposite. It's literally the opposite. But I am very loud in the crowd. That's what I do for
yeah.
low. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Get everyone hype.
I'm a hype girl. Yeah. You always need to support the hype.
Yes.
So it's fine. Okay. So can you give us any hints onto what we can expect with your new album coming out?
I feel like there's so many songs I'm excited for people to hear. There's 12. I think I can say that. There's 12 songs. I don't know if this is going to happen, but we're trying to get like features on a couple of them. So we'll see. That'd be really exciting. Yeah.
Have you recorded everything? Can you say that?
Yeah, everything's like pretty much like done. Most things are getting mixed. We're just like holding off on a couple things, trying to like find features. So we'll see if
that is so exciting.
Can you say if you're going to have singles out?
Oh, well, there's been like, we had one single, and then I did like a 2-pack, and then I have one coming out this coming like Friday, I guess tomorrow when this comes out. That'll be my 4th single. There's going to be like a 5th and then the album.
Okay.
Yeah.
So exciting.
I can't wait to hear them. I'm excited.
I'm really, really excited. Aww.
Okay. So we got a few questions from some of our listeners. You have so many people that love you and love your music. What is some advice that you could give to someone that wants to become a singer?
To not give up. Like, I think like that's like really cliche, but it's true. Like, it can be so daunting, and like there's so many like roadblocks in this career, but if it's something like you're so passionate about, I feel like you just have to like keep going at it, because it's like a long process, I feel like, to like get there. Like, no matter like who you are, it's gonna be like a grind. So I don't know, I feel like no one's like path looks the same, so I can't like say like, oh, do A, B, C, and D, but like I feel like you just kind of find your way as you do it. Like, keep trying to like write, keep posting. Like we said, like with TikTok, I feel like that's singer and songwriter's biggest asset they have, is being able to post on that platform, or reels, anything where you can like get that reach is like so incredible that we have that. So I'd say like,
Keep putting yourself out there. Keep doing it.
Keep trying.
Even like Sabrina Carpenter, I would say like she has been doing this for 10 years, and not until this year has she like popped
really
off.
Blown up.
You know what I mean? Like, she was doing good and whatever, but now it's like boom, and it's taken, and people are like, she's an overnight success, and she's like, no.
Like, I've been grinding. I was looking at her the other day, and I was like, this is like not her first album. Like, she's been doing this.
She's had a bunch of albums, and so it just goes to show that like, if you really want to do this and like really, you know, like put in the work, then I think, you know, it can be successful.
Which also, there's something to be said if like, because I didn't know that Sabrina Carpenter had all those. Now all those videos are surfacing of her trying to sing and dance and doing all this stuff beforehand. Mm-hmm. But for people, like, some of your questions are like, how do you get over the nerves? Like, I want to post, but I don't know where to start.
Oh,
a lot of people like just do it because they're not going to know. You know what I mean? Like, if you pop off, it's like,
it'll get easier, but never goes away. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I still feel awkward like vlogging in the store sometimes.
Oh, yeah. When somebody's looking at me, I'm like, I don't even do this for a job. Like, what do you,
camera? Exactly. 100%. Like, I feel like no matter what, you're always going to be nervous. Yeah, it's always scary to like post stuff.
And
like,
put yourself out there. Because you know the comments will come, but it's like at the end of the day, it's gotten you your dream job.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. And you can't like tune out the noise, because those people like are.
Yeah, like if I would have cared in high school about posting or like downloading TikTok, like it was embarrassing. But like, like, is anyone laughing now? Like, probably
not. Exactly. No. Yeah. Yeah. And they're probably like, oh, they're probably coming to your shows. You know what I mean? Like,
those are the people attending.
And that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was like, Anna Ekstar? She posted it like a reel recently, and she was just like, she's like, I just had this realization that like, who cares? Like, just like, who really cares? Is anyone really caring that much about what you do and like what you post? Like, not really.
They're like on to the next video in 0.2 seconds anyway. So
literally,
like,
so just do it.
Doesn't matter.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Did you ever, ever get made fun of in school, like to your face, when people would see like your YouTube videos or anything?
No, I've been so lucky. Good. I don't really feel like, people would probably thought like Sam and I were like really silly, like posting videos and like downloading TikTok. Like, I think maybe you like are embarrassed, but no one said anything to our faces. Like, I'm sure people thought like, oh, that's so cringe, or like, but I can't believe they're doing that. But like, you're like, I mean, I think they also just wish that they like maybe had the like
guts to do it.
Instead of making fun of you, they could have done it. And making videos. Like, at first it was like, oh, you downloaded TikTok, but like now everyone has it. So
I think we've both experienced that too. Yeah. Just starting social media, people are like, is that like a real job? Like, are you gonna actually do that? Are you trying to do that?
Yeah, and definitely have family members
like the
be
judging.
Like,
yeah,
you're not gonna go to college. Like, you're really not gonna like.
Like, yeah, is that a real job? Like, when are you gonna get a real job?
Yeah, what are you gonna do in 10 years? Like,
yeah. Which is fine. Okay, another question from a listener is, do you have a favorite song of yours, And why is it your favorite?
Okay, I'll do two because I feel like out of like my previous songs, I wrote Sam a song about him losing his dad called Someday. And I feel like that one's always going to be so special just because of what it's about. So I feel like that one's just always going to hold a special place. And then on like the upcoming project, there's two. There's one that like it sounds relationship-like, but it's actually like about my brother. So that one's like really cool that I'm like excited to put out. And then there's another one I wrote just kind of like about just like stuff I've like dealt with growing up, like in a family that like had parents that fought and whatnot. So like that one's like one I'm actually like really scared to put out just because like I know like they're gonna see it, but it's one
and it's personal.
Yeah, so that one's called Love's Not Pain. That one is like one of my personal favorites, and the other one's called Unsaid that'll be on there. But
I'm so excited to hear those. Oh my gosh,
when did your Sam's father pass away?
When he was 10. So a while ago. Oh my
gosh.
Yeah.
And it was it from ALS?
Yeah.
Because I was just talking to my husband about this because he's running the New York Marathon and it's with a foundation that's for donating to ALS.
Oh, really? No way.
And so I was like, that's so, because we're learning all about it now. Oh, yeah. And it's just the saddest disease I've ever.
I feel like I don't know how you go through that at 10, like just watching your parents slowly basically to go paralyzed. Yeah. It's just so crazy.
Oh so, my goodness.
That's yeah, so that sad. Song will always be really special, but he's so strong about it. Like, yeah.
That is amazing. That's amazing. So I'm glad that you have something special that kind of connects you on that.
It's how I ended my like opening performance every night was singing that song.
Oh. Is it?
There's like an outro where like everyone hums. Oh. And I just feel like people that have lost anyone, it's just like a really cool way for people that don't believe in God. I just like letting people know that I do believe that there's someone up there watching out for you and that you can like see them again.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
It like, gives people some kind of like hope.
Yeah, I love
if
that.
I were Sam, I would be bawling every time in the audience.
Like, how do you get through that?
Like, I think after a few it became easy, but I'm sure the first couple nights or like the night when like his mom was there, I was crying.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's so special though. I love that. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. We were so happy to have you here.
I've like followed you guys for like forever, so it's so fun to meet you.
I love that. Thank you. And you are gorgeous. We're so excited for your tour. No. And you, we're so excited for you to announce your album, which is coming out tomorrow. So stay, go check out.
Oh, wait. No, album's not coming out.
The song.
The song.
A single from them.
But isn't the announcement of when it's coming out tomorrow?
You guys will find out when the album's coming tomorrow. So yeah.
Yes. So go check out her page. It's just Jessica Bio, right? On Instagram, on everywhere.
Yeah.
You can see her anywhere. So make sure to go do that. Thank you so much. You're
You're
so fun to have here. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.